Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and today marks the 75th episode of this crazy, sometimes unhinged, explicit podcast. What a crazy adventure this has been, and the future is bright. Okay, today I will be discussing, for the first time ever on this podcast, boxing, MMA, and wrestling. You know, all three have promotional companies that have either, you know, extended TV deals or moved to new networks. And ESPN, USA Network, Fox is even getting involved. And I will be going over each sport individually to let you know the impact that these deals will have regarding the future. And, you know, it was like dominoes. These networks are battling, and, you know, with digital programming going on and platforms where you can just, you know, watch on demand, like ESPN Plus and everything. And even WWE, starting the WWE Network years back, that has made an impact on pay-per-view and everything. But let's get to it. Okay, first I want to talk about boxing. Boxing has multiple federations, you know, the IBF, the WBO, the WBC, WBA. I mean, I can go on, the ring. And there's been guys from the start that have been icons, you know, Ali, Frazier, etc. And, you know, in 73, HBO had the WCB, World Championship Boxing. Foreman and Frazier, they battled in an epic fight in Jamaica, and that was just the beginning. And then it lasted 45 years with HBO. I couldn't believe it. When it ended in 2018, it was sad. Lampley over there, and he had an emotional goodbye. And the last fight was December. I mean, those were replays. I think the last actual fight was October 2018. And then they had, you know, showings in November and December. And it was just really sad. And ESPN Plus is the future. I mean, ESPN gets involved with Top Rank, De La Hoya, I think, and a lot was going on with internal contract negotiations. A seven-year deal going from 18 to 25 and 54 fights per year. That's the thing that's surprising, is that I know there's amazing stars, you know, with Top Rank. Wilder, Bud Crawford, Fury, Dogbo, the new rising star from Ghana. I mean, you can go on the quality of stars, but 54 per year seems really high. So, to get to the new deal, ESPN, ESPN Plus, like I said, it's a huge, huge contract. We're talking about $1 billion. I think it was $1 billion. Yeah, over $1 billion contract. I mean, and they're going to get all their money back and then some. I mean, I think it's a good deal. But here's the thing. HBO talking about how they're not in sports anymore. They're going away from sports. They're doing other forms of entertainment. And I think the future will be, I think eventually pay-per-view is going to be impacted by this. True, you can, you know, traditional pay-per-view outlets are like crazy. It's like $60. But I think eventually everything is going to be online. And, you know, you can already purchase online and get it streamed from your phone and stuff. But this external deal where you call the pay-per-view provider and all that, I think that goes away relatively soon. And this Top Rank with Bob Arum, and I think they've already been dominating, but I think they're just going to dominate even more because they're just going to gobble up the talent. Just like, you know, any other sport where you get the top-ranked guy and then it's a monopoly. They always monopolize it. They've been doing that. But this deal just, I guess, solidifies it because, you know, they get all these guys, from the IBF, etc., the promotions that I talked about earlier. Tyson Fury, I mean, he's gone into WWE. I want to discuss that real quick. I think that's a load of shit. I mean, you know, he ignored his agent. Everyone was telling him, you know, this is not a good idea. But it's staged. WWE is staged. So I kind of get it, you know. So he wants to take it easy on his body. You know, he's not getting any younger. And, you know, he was linear champion. So I think it was a good deal. Obviously, Vince McMahon paid a lot of money over there. And they were in Saudi Arabia not too long ago. Braun Strowman, who was a former, you know, bodybuilder and was in the Arnold Classic when Triple H found him. And he's become a kind of a, not a mega star, but Fury was supposed to elevate him. And I think, I don't think Strowman is the future in WWE. I know he got a huge deal. I think it was like 1.something million, but I don't see Strowman being a huge star. But his size matched up with Fury and it was kind of believable. So I think Fury says that he's not going to be in wrestling very much, like a long-term deal, but I call bullshit on that. I think he will be in wrestling, long-term because he will realize that he can make almost as much money with less wear and tear on his body. And the same thing, you know, with MMA stars crossing over and Brock Lesnar and Cain Velasquez, who have had battles in the past, now carry that over to WWE. But to get back to boxing, because I'll have plenty of time to talk about MMA and wrestling, but I just want to talk about boxing really quick. Before I make that transition, you know, Showtime is always going to be there with boxing. And they made a 3-year deal in 18. Of course, Deontay Wilder, he's the headliner. 40-0-1. His one draw was Fury. And that was a wild, wild affair. A lot of fanfare and promotional tools were used to make a ton of money. And not only those two, but Anthony Joshua is a big star too. So I see that being a good deal. But here's the thing. They're going to go even larger. You know, Showtime has been doing a ton of boxing. But this deal is even going to make it larger when it comes to their schedule and there comes to their advertising. It's really going to test how popular Showtime is when it comes to customer consumption. And, you know, but like I said, Showtime is a staple and that's not going anywhere anytime soon. So I think boxing is an interesting transition when it comes to, it's kind of weird that HBO's not involved anymore, but, you know, with Bob Arum over there in Top Rank, nothing's really changed besides that. ESPN Plus, DAZN is going to be there now with digital platforms. And of course, AT&T and Warner got involved with HBO. And I think that was the start of the end. But these stars, I wonder how long that they're going to keep going for. Because I know that Top Rank is investing in the young guys like Dogbo from Ghana, and it'll be interesting to see with some of these boxers converting to the world of MMA and wrestling how good these young guys really are. Those boxers will get tested, and hopefully there's enough influx of young talent to just make it a transition that no one's even worried about the quality of boxing on Showtime, ESPN, ESPN Plus, which is their subscription-based model that is, I guess, a huge hit. I mean, it's expensive, and it was met with caution, and people were always nervous or are always nervous when it comes to new platforms that cost money. I mean, you got cable, and then you got all these premier content coming from different channels. ESPN's no different. Cable, you know, and it's the same thing with over-the-air channels like CBS. ESPN's no different except for their cable, and then some now. I mean, I'm not going to get ESPN Plus, but I know a lot of people that like certain sports that aren't available on other platforms enjoy it. Now, I want to talk about the world of mixed martial arts, or better known as the acronym MMA. Now, when it comes to MMA, the premier promotional company is UFC, or Ultimate Fighting Championship. You know, that company has been around since 1993. Dana White over there has done incredible things with it, brought it up. You know, it was like raising a child, basically. I mean, I wouldn't say no one, but it wasn't as big as it is now, obviously. You got guys like McGregor now, Bone Jones, Daniel Cormier, Nate Diaz, Khabib, Nunez, who's, in my opinion, since Ronda Rousey's not there anymore, the best woman fighter in the world, Amanda Nunez. She's leading the women, and then you have the aforementioned stars, my favorite being John Bones Jones. The swagger that guy has is like awesome and unreal. So let's get to the financial part of this new TV deal. It was interesting hearing about this on the news, how UFC and WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, conveniently contracts ran out at the same time. So they were battling with Fox, ESPN, UFC and ESPN ended up doing a deal, and $1.5 billion over 5 years. That's incredible money. I mean, we're talking about ESPN Plus, like I said, the same thing going on with boxing. So to ESPN, ESPN's also signing, or ESPN also signed the second, I think, most popular mixed martial arts company, the Pro Fighters League, or better known as PFL. PFL is very interesting. They have a regular season, and then they have a win or go home postseason style. And my boy Muhammad Mo Muscle Darius from my hometown Tyesville, Florida, he had a good year, got second seed, and unfortunately he lost in the first round, but he's a big star there now, in my opinion. He's charismatic, and I think he's the future. You know, he's still early 30s, so. And then there's a couple other people, Nicholson over there, Alex Nicholson, I think he's still around in the postseason. They got deals with MSG to hold future fights. I see PFL hanging around. They got that deal as well with ESPN. I find that interesting that ESPN is monopolizing mixed martial arts. I think it's actually brilliant. PFL has been around since 2012, so it's still growing. It's still having growing pains. A lot of people don't know what it is yet. Most people, when they think MMA, they think UFC. So PFL has a long way to go, but I feel like their business model is working. I feel like it's taking baby steps. And I think it's cool, the style of, style of postseason that they use seeding-wise. The only thing I don't like about it is you can go like 3-1 and be like, you know, 3 seed, and then you can go like 2-2 and be like a 6 seed when it's like only 1 fight difference. So I think they need to work on differentiating talent as far as not making like a 3-6 so even. But I like the seating style. It's just I think they need to work on maybe getting a bigger, I guess, resume for people to differentiate seeds. Like I guess they should have more regular season fights. That way you can tell the difference between the elite fighters, the good fighters, and the average guys and girls. Okay, now I want to talk about the world of professional wrestling. Now, professional wrestling has been around in the United States since the 1860s and Harry Hill, and 1870s was the, you know, real boom. A lot of people went out, you know, post-Civil War, and it was huge. I mean, and then you got the 1900s, territories. You know, a lot of people think that it is a joke, that wrestling is stupid, doesn't make sense on why it's popular, and that it's only for little kids. Let me tell you why wrestling should be more respected mainstream and is actually a sport. I think wrestling is a sport because it takes physical prowess. These guys wrestle 52, and women, these people wrestle 52 weeks a year. There's no break. It's not like baseball, football, basketball, or whatever sport, you know, you want to throw at me. Cricket, rugby, hell, squash. I don't care. Throw a sport that has a union, that has a league, that has teams, and I bet there's an off season. In wrestling, no off season. These guys go, and then they have to pick up and go to the next town and do it again. It's unbelievable, the stamina. And, you know, it's staged. It's fake. Vince McMahon chooses who wins, etc. You can go on and on and on. And it's true. It's staged. But the bottom line is, it has aspects of a sport. And technically, if you look up the definition of sport, I believe that wrestling, professional wrestling, fits that bill. It's sports entertainment, but I think the key word is sport. Now, speaking of TV deal, like I mentioned earlier, UFC and WWE were both looking for TV deals at the same time. Fox and ESPN were battling for, you know, one or the other. I think Fox was like, oh, well, I want UFC, and then UFC fell through, so Fox took SmackDown because WWE has two brands. They have SmackDown and they have Raw. So SmackDown ended up going to Fox. And then Raw extended with USA Network. And they also brought in their developmental brand, NXT. So Fox paid, get this, $1 billion. $1 billion. I mean, I understand if it was for a lot of brands, but it's just for one brand. It's a 5-year deal. That seems like a lot of money for above average stars. This isn't even, you know, the 80s with Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, Roddy Piper, Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Those guys helped elevate professional wrestling, you know, and early 90s. I mean, those guys were instrumental in its success. You guys, and, you know, even early 2000s, John Cena. and then you go a little further back, The Rock, Stone Cold. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Roman Reigns. Like, who the hell is Roman Reigns? People only know him because he's The Rock's cousin. Like, $1 billion is ridiculous. You know, Vince McMahon, he's also making money over there in Saudi Arabia. people call blood money because of, you know, political and issues, you know, with the United States and stuff, and he just doesn't care. So we're talking about $2 billion from Fox and from Saudi Arabia. That's nuts. And true, he's losing money in other avenues, but I feel like they have spawned the digital era. You know, it's more of the premium programming. Vince McMahon was one of the first ones on top of that. I will give him credit. He's an innovator. He sees things in advance. He knows when to go all in. He knows when to get out. True, XFL was the first, you know, alternative to the NFL to really make a splash back in the day, but it fell through. But guess what? He's trying again. It's coming out 2020. They've already gotten QBs. They've already gotten teams. You know, Cardale Jones over there in Ohio State, he's going to try to make it big in Vince McMahon's new league. I mean, now, the network, the WWE network, is brilliant because they don't have to go to the traditional pay-per-view outlets anymore. They can just say, hey, listen, WrestleMania is on our network. You pay $9.99 and you get every single pay-per-view we have to offer. Now, do I think that Fox is going to regret paying so much money to WWE for their content? Yes. Ratings haven't even been near as good as Fox has had hoped when it came into it. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the bump happened when Stone Cold and they used a bunch of other people to promote SmackDown and The Rock and everything. And it got huge ratings. And then the boom that people thought it was going to get, that it was going to be renovated just because Fox, you know, an over-the-air channel that everyone gets was going to do it, that all of a sudden pro wrestling was going to go back to the way it was in the 90s, 80s, 70s, etc. Hell, even early 2000s. No, that's not the case. Wrestling's not the same as it was. And I think Fox is going to have buyer's remorse. And that's my opinion. Now, WWE isn't the only company out there now that make it kind of big stream. You know, Chris Jericho over there, he had a fight with Vince McMahon over his new contract. And WWE wanted him. But this company called All Elite Wrestling, AEW, was created by Shad Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and his son, Tony Khan. You know, these guys have so much money, it's ridiculous. And Tony Khan has been a wrestling fan all his life. So he took his dad's money and said, hey, listen, can you give me $100 million and I'll create, you know, my own federation? They use Jacksonville Stadium, you know, to help launch it. And, of course, they're going to stay in the South predominantly, I would assume, until they can get their feet wet. They have guys like Cody Rhodes, who's the son of Dusty Rhodes. He's controlling, you know, part of the talent as an executive. You have tag teams. You have a tag team such as the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson. They're letting talent be executives, which is risky because a model like that hasn't been big time in the United States ever. That model has never worked. You always have the separate of powers. You have the executives, the bookers, and then you have the talent. They shouldn't be together. They're together here. And it's weird. TNT, Turner, you know, they haven't been in the wrestling business since WCW. And since they got bought out in 2000, it's been 19 years. And I feel like now's the time. I think that this AEW will work. They're beating the NXT brand, like I mentioned. NXT got picked up by USA. So USA has Raw, Monday Night Raw, and NXT, and the NXT brand is going against AEW's weekly channel on TNT. So it's like the old days, except for it's not Raw and Nitro, it's NXT and it's AEW. So that should be interesting. you know, TNT is a legit company. Like, for a federation to have no experience and to get a huge deal like that shows the savvy of the cons. Chris Jericho, who's like a future Hall of Famer, if he ever gets on good terms with WWE again, and one of the greatest of all time, I think AEW is doing it right. They have a deal with Bleacher Report to stream their pay-per-views, and they're going to use the traditional model, obviously, because they don't have their own network. So they're using the traditional pay-per-view model, and I feel like that'll work for them. While WWE is using the MMA and boxing stars to, you know, keep themselves in the news, mainstream. Fox is going all in. You got Cain Velasquez, former MMA fighter, going one-on-one with Brock Lesnar recently in Saudi Arabia. You have Tyson Fury, linear champion, boxing, going, like I mentioned earlier in the episode, going against Braun Strowman. And then you have, of course, Seth Rollins, former member of The Shield with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose went to AEW. So you just have guys like that battling each other. And it should be interesting to see if NXT can hang with AEW while SmackDown and Raw make the big money wrestling-wise. Okay, that is it for this episode of Sensibly Cynical. If you have any ideas or anything you want us to talk about, email us, sensiblycynicalpodcast@gmail.com. Also, check out our Facebook group, as well as Twitter, Cynical Sensibly. And of course, if you could please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, it would be highly appreciated. Thank you.